Good evening. For WVIK Quad Cities NPR News, I'm Mariah Wolfel. As work continues on the new I-74 bridge, people who live and work in Moline will soon have to deal with the closure of a busy intersection. This morning, the city and state departments of transportation presented details about the work on 7th Avenue and 19th Streets. Ryan Hippen, an engineer with the Illinois DOT, says first, 7th Avenue, just east of I-74, will be reduced to one lane in each direction. That will allow a crew to remove the median. Then on September 25th, the street and intersection with 19th Street will be closed.
That's going to completely be removed and replaced. New subgrade, new concrete pavement, new curb and gutter. We'll be expanding the returns. It's going to improve the geometrics and the capacity of that intersection. And this will be setting the foundation for access to Moline as we progress through the entire project as we move the following 3 years and the subsequent stages.
The 7th Avenue I-74 ramps will remain open, but drivers will only be able to turn one way when leaving the highway. The 7th Avenue and 19th Street intersection in Moline will be closed from late this month until the beginning of December. It's just one part of the $1.2 billion I-74 project, which includes the bridge and nearly 8 miles of interstate between the Avenue of the Cities in Moline and 53rd Street in Davenport. Iowa, Illinois, 13 other states, and the District of Columbia are suing President Trump for ending the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program. DACA was created through executive order by former President Obama. It allows undocumented immigrants who came to the country as children to live and work in the U.S. for a 2-year renewable period. Iowa Attorney General Tom Miller says one of the reasons he joined the suit is because DACA recipients contribute substantially to Iowa's economy and tax base.
I think we're estimating about $258 million in tax revenues over 10 years and a GDP loss of $924.5 million, almost $1 billion. This has a real effect on Iowa.
As of March of this year, U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services has approved more than 5,500 DACA applications and renewals from Iowa residents. The Trump administration's decision to end that program, protecting young immigrants from deportation, would have a negative impact on the Quad Cities economy. That's according to the Greater Quad Cities Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. Director Zenaida Landeros says rescinding DACA would mean a $280 billion loss in economic growth nationally over the next decade.
So that's something that affects our community because we do have people, young adults, that have been able to help grow our local economy, that earn degrees in our local schools, and they're actively contributing to the Quad Cities.
The Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program protects about 800,000 immigrants who were brought to the country illegally as children. And a candidate for Iowa governor will visit Davenport tomorrow to address Scott County Democrats and share her vision of Iowa's future, according to a press release. Waterloo native Andy McGuire most recently served as chair of the Iowa Democratic Party after a career in multiple forms of medicine. She's running on a platform prioritizing working families. McGuire will accept comments from the public about their concerns. The meeting will be held at 7 p.m. on West Central Park Road in Davenport. McGuire is one of 8 Democratic candidates looking to unseat Kim Reynolds in the 2018 election. For WVIK Quad Cities NPR News, I'm Mariah Wolfel.